So Jesus begins to preach with the clarion call, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The kingdom of heaven is at hand. How fitting that today we should hear those words in the first days of the Trump administration. How's that for an attention grabber? But hear me. Father Gregory is not equating the Trump administration with the kingdom of heaven. But rather, I say it is fitting for us to hear those words in these times to remind us that no matter what historical reality we are plunged into, there is a greater reality that transcends it, the kingdom of heaven. Our nation right now is in a time of great transition with many divisions. And so today in our second reading, St. Paul reminds us about, as followers of Jesus, where our true and primary allegiance lies. Similar to the divisions in the Corinthian community, as Christians, we cannot be found to say, "I belong to Trump," or "I belong to Obama." Was Donald Trump crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Barack Obama? No, our slogan must always be, as Christians, "I belong to Christ." Our gospel today begins with a dark note, namely the arrest of John the Baptist, which no doubt was a cause of great discouragement to many people at that time. And we read that when Jesus heard the news, he withdrew to Galilee. That is, he withdrew from discouragement. And he leads us into this gospel passage that we heard today, which gives us three antidotes to discouragement, three reasons for hope. First, the prophecy of Isaiah, in the context of which Jesus begins to preach. Those who sat in the region and shadow of death, for them light has dawned. And then Jesus tells us to repent. See, repentance is not just a moral change. But rather, repentance involves putting on a new attitude. And because Jesus, right together with his call to us to repent, gives us a call to turn our attention to the kingdom of heaven at hand, namely, the light blazes forth in darkness. Jesus is the walking kingdom of heaven, and Jesus lives among us. The second antidote to discouragement and reason for hope in our gospel today is, like those fishermen at the Sea of Galilee, we too are called to follow Christ and to be on his team. It is extraordinary that the first apostles were not called to a particular teaching or ideology, nor to a school of philosophy or political party, nor to any specific project or undertaking, but they were called to Jesus' own person. Hence, our slogan is, "I belong to Christ." Now, among those fishermen that were called that day at the Sea of Galilee, three of them, Peter, James, and John, were to enjoy a special relationship with Jesus. They are the very three whom Jesus led up a high mountain apart to witness his transfiguration. But they were also the very same three who witnessed Jesus sorrowful and troubled in Gethsemane on the night before he was put to death. Likewise, for us, when we are in close companionship with Christ, there will be times of glory and there will be times of trouble or sorrow. But no matter the times, if we are following Jesus, they are lived in his presence. The third antidote to discouragement and reason for hope in our gospel today is how this gospel passage ends. It ends with Jesus taking over all of Galilee vigorously, preaching, teaching, and healing. Similarly, Jesus' presence suffuses all of creation, and he is at work even now. And one of the ways that he is at work is through his body, the members of which he calls to be fishers of men and women. And what do fishermen do? They haul fish out of the waters. Biblically, the sea represents being engulfed by the waters of death, which are violent and bottomless, and out of which no one can come by his own power. Psalm 18, verse 17 says, "You reached down from on high and seized me, drew me out of the deep waters." Responding as promptly as those fishermen did at the Sea of Galilee, being members of Jesus' team working closely with him, we are fishers of men and women sent to haul people out of the dark waters, rescuing, teaching, preaching the kingdom, healing, giving strength and hope. Because our voices must prolong the truth and timbre of his. Our love must further enkindle the fire of his love. And at this altar today, like so many others throughout the world, at which Jesus is made present at every moment, everywhere, continuing his takeover, his redemption of the world, we come to have communion with him and then go forth to bear his light in the darkness. To his praise, amen.